Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 63, on Wednesday, June 3rd. Yesterday, looking at Psalm 23, we saw that God leads us beside quiet waters and makes us lie down in green pastures for the restoration and refreshment of our souls. The restoration that God does is so transformative within that it causes movement for us to walk fully on the paths of righteousness to glorify God, to walk the life that is fully right and aligned with who God is and who we are called to be. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, church, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am grateful for the opportunity to be leading our prayer time and reflection with you today. Today we're going to continue looking at Psalm 23, and we've been kind of slowly and methodically working our way through this psalm, one of the most famous of all the psalms. And we've been doing this kind of slowly because we want to allow the images and the metaphors and the pictures in which the psalmist writes to really saturate into our hearts and into our being. And I think, for me, the text we come to today really did meet me in kind of, honestly, exactly where my heart has been. And I have a feeling that it's going to meet you in that space as well. Because honestly, the past two weeks, I've been exhausted. I've been really worn down by just the tragedy that we see so often unfolding before us. The COVID pandemic crossed the death toll of 100,000, watching our country just be torn apart by division, by hate. My heart is just tired, and my soul is tired. And if I'm honest, my experience of these things is a small fraction of what so many are going through, and the ways that so many face this that have different experiences than myself. And it just has worn me down. It's really worn my heart down, and I have a feeling I'm not alone in that. So when I got to beginning to prep for, what I'm going to share with you now is, when we came to verse 3 in Psalm 23, it really just resonated with me. It says, "He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." And honestly, there was a sense that as I struggled to know what to communicate about this, because in many ways, the verse itself stands on its own for where I'm at. That God, the good shepherd, the king, he is the one who refreshes my soul. And there was a sense that I just kind of exhaled as I read this to remember that God is the one who is there. He is the one refreshing me in these moments. And that he is the good shepherd who is there, who lives among his people, who lives among his sheep, refreshing us, bringing that about. And what's interesting about this word refreshes my soul, or as other translations say, restores my soul, is there's kind of a dual meaning to it. There's kind of a nuance that in one sense, the refreshing of this restoring is a very much a restoration. It's a healing. He restores, he heals my soul. And then there's this other concept that speaks about, a little bit more than just the refreshment, but it's the spiritual renewal of conversion. It's this sense that your life has been transformed by the one who is renewing and restoring. And what I find so comforting about that is that it meets us in wherever we're at. For me, as my heart has grown weary of all that's unfolding before our eyes, of how to lead, of how to be a good father in this time, of how to pray for so many, of how to confront the things that need confronting, all of those things, I'm reminded that God brings that healing, that the weight that you carry, the weight that we carry in these times, God is bringing about that restoration. And then there's this other dimension to it, this spiritual renewal, to recognize that in so many ways that I may find my life off track, not on the right path that he speaks of in the second half of this verse, It's that the invitation is always that the Good Shepherd will renew us, will bring us back. He will heal, he will convert, he will transform my spirit for renewal. And it's this kind of dual understanding of both healing and renewal that I find just as it's a breath of fresh air for me to know that God is there working in that way. And then as the verse continues, you know, he says, he guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. I love this imagery because, again, after the refreshing, after the renewal, after all of that, as we bring our broken, weary selves to God, it says that he will take us along the path, the right path. I can't help but hear the echoes of Jesus' invitation, you know, come to me all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Just the invitation of Jesus, the invitation of the shepherd, is to find your refreshment, your restoration, your renewal in him. But that's not just ethereal. It's to find your refreshment and your renewal in him by being guided on a new path of life. It's the invitation to reorganize the whole of who you are around the way of Jesus. And that is hard work, but it's the work of renewal, the work of healing, the work of restoration. And God, the Good Shepherd, says, he restores my soul. So what I thought we would do today for our reflection is that we would just spend some time thinking through the weariness of our own heart, the weariness of our own soul in this moment. And then also allow the Holy Spirit to maybe highlight the ways in which we find ourselves in need of spiritual renewal, in need of answering Jesus' call to follow him into a new way. So as we begin, I just would ask you to take a few deep breaths, settle into the moment that you find yourself. Bring with you all that this week has had. Bring with you the worry. Bring with you the anxiety. Bring with you the hurt. Bring with you the tiredness and the weariness. And begin to breathe out in recognition that God's grace is there for you. As you sit in God's presence with those things, I want you to pray over the anxieties, the fears, the concerns, the weariness. I want you to pray over these. Say, you refresh my soul. Jesus, you refresh my soul. And as you do that, lean into the presence of God. And I want you to ask, where is your heart tired? Where is your soul weary? Allow the Holy Spirit to highlight those things. Allow the Spirit to highlight the places in which you sense your heart has grown tired. And as those things come to mind, pray over them. Jesus, you refresh my soul. You refresh my soul. And I want to move to the second part of this verse, that he guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. I want you to ask the Spirit, where is it that he is guiding you to move? Where is the invitation to follow him on the right path for his name's sake? Allow the Holy Spirit to bring to mind. Maybe it's a conversation that needs to be had, a person you need to call, a friend you need to connect with. But where is Jesus inviting you on the right path? Where do you see the Spirit moving? And where is your heart? Where does your heart need to move in alignment with the Spirit? As you sit with that, and as you consider that with the Spirit, remember the invitation of Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. That is the invitation. Let me close by reading the psalm in its entirety. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.